Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Either they CGI'd Harrison Ford's body, or Harrison Ford is one of the most fit 77-year-olds you will ever see. There's a scene where I lean over to Carla and I said, does that look like the torso of a 77-year-old man?
He was old 15 years ago.
Carla gives me a look that kind of says, well, you know, some men have that, Michael. Some men have that look even at 77.
If you order Baby Think It Over, here's what comes with it. You get the Real Care Baby 3 Infant Simulator. You get the comprehensive curricula, which is just like words. Two-piece outfit, a sleeper, infant bodysuit, two color-coded diapers, a bottle, ID with 5 wristbands. This is my favorite part. It comes with either a single charger or a 5 baby charging station.
Yeah.
And all I can think
what
of
does
is
it
like
do?
One of those things that you have in the office where everyone can line up their cell phones.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, could someone please bring up on a phone or an iPad or something the lyrics to Peace of Mind by Boston, because we were discussing a song lyric I'm going to sneeze.
No. You're allergic. You're allergic to lyrics.
I have no chance of getting the coronavirus. You have to be exposed to other people to get the coronavirus. So I'm in an empty house by myself without any problem.
Remember, Mike, no superfluous travel to the Asian nations, just to protect yourself. Yeah, if you're taking you're going to weekend in Tokyo, no, don't do it. Don't do it.
Who among us would be closest to Asia?
Yeah.
Right now would be the Oscar Santana man. You know, and I was thinking for the rest of the week, we need seat fillers. We need, and they don't have to talk, but I think for the balance of your camera shot for the rest of the week, not today.
Okay.
Because we don't want to do anything less. We need seat fillers like at the Oscars.
Okay. So you want like someone to sit over there but not say anything of substance, kind of like having Oscar here.
I think Pony has a job to do. Maddie has a job to do. We don't want to prevail upon them because that will disrupt our production, and we love our production values.
We do.
But I'm thinking, if they're like right now, when you look out into the glass enclosed nerve center of Podcast Village, who's floating around? Are you getting? Don't worry. Don't worry about the lyrics. Are you looking at Boston lyrics?
Yeah, I got them right here.
No. Let someone know. You are performing right now, so you don't do that on your phone. I need you. You have a lot of hats to wear this week.
This is true.
Out there right now, wandering the hallways of Podcast Village, which I can't see. I'm curious who's floating around out there.
I haven't seen anyone yet because they normally roll in around 9:15 or so, but we will see them filter through.
So we're the first ones in the building every day.
Absolutely. But the reason that we have an advantage is because while most of the behind-the-scenes action happens on the second floor, you know what's up here?
What?
The coffee machine.
So everybody that is coming into work at the second floor will come up to the fourth floor.
Ultimately, to get a cup of coffee.
I've revealed our location. I've revealed our secret location.
The secret broadcast bunker.
Woe is me. So getting back to the Boston thing.
Yes.
Someone found the lyrics. Did somebody
Pony,
find
yes.
The,
Pony is hanging.
Have
his,
them here.
Shaking his head ruefully.
All right, Pony, could you, in your best Pony way, read the lyrics to... Peace of Mind by Boston. And start at the beginning, and then we will stop at the lyric in question.
Do you want him to do it in true Pony fashion or with a little bit of zest, a little flourish, like it's a real reading?
I want it dry.
Dry is good.
I like my martinis. I think that's the way.
Okay.
Like he likes his martinis.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is Peace of Mind, a lyric that I heard yesterday, and it confused me. And then we can maybe discuss your Pony's little... Stevie Wonder meltdown. All right, go ahead, Pony.
All right. Now, if you're feeling kind of low about the dues you've been paying,
Futures come in much too slow.
A little slower, pony, please.
Yeah, a little slower, respect. Right.
And you want to run, but somehow you just keep on staying.
Hold on. So that lyric, Rob, did we not think it sounded like Ramatama?
Yeah.
Go back, Pony. Go back, read it again. All right, start at the very beginning.
Okay.
I thought it was Ramatama.
I did, too. It sounded like a nonsense filler phrase.
That doesn't sound... What Pony's reading does not sound like what I'm hearing in the song.
Exactly.
From a classic rock song that's completely irrelevant.
They just cheated us.
Start at the beginning, all right?
Now, if you're feeling kind of low... About the dues you've been paying, futures come in much too slow.
Right.
Okay.
And you want to run, but somehow you just keep on staying. Can't decide
on
which way to go.
Pop it on.
All right.
Let's listen
to
it.
Yeah, I think we have to.
Let's give it a listen because you want to run, but somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hold on.
Right, here we go.
I need to bring it back up again because I cleared. But the thing is, you can say that's the lyric. But I really don't think it's the way it's. And I think even when we hear it in context, it's still going to sound wrong because we listened to it three or four times.
Go ahead and find it. I heard Ramatama.
Yes. I think we all three did.
We all, right before the show.
What about you, Matt?
We heard Ramatama.
Yes.
And the lyric, Pony, you're saying is actually run but somehow?
Yep. It's and you want to run but somehow you just keep on staying.
Thank you.
Okay.
I can't believe how satisfying this is today.
This is such a good, and you know what? It's such a good song. Why haven't we questioned this before?
Ramatama.
Rama?
I've never known what the, but somehow. Here we go. Lost in WAB. That's it.
Yep.
It's run but somehow.
Yeah, but you know what? He's still slurring it.
What's that?
He still slurs it.
No. I'm giving him credit. No.
Let me give me one more listen.
Turn it up.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Once you're listening for it.
And you want to run, but somehow.
Yeah.
And I always thought it was Ramatama. No, this is not the fault of the singer. This is the fault of our ears.
Yes.
You know.
And you know what? It is one of the best engineered albums of all time. So I'm not going to put it on the production. It's just he's having
Since
a little fun.
Enjoying our yacht rock phase on the Mike O'Mara show.
Although that's not yacht rock.
Well, that is to me, that is so satisfying.
Yes.
Because I came in here with a question and now, and you want to run, but somehow.
Yes.
So that's fine. And there might be other lyrics like that. But
yeah.
By the way, if you have a lyric that's confusing, please to give me a listen and let me, hi Dave, and let me know what's going. Dave's doing some
Letterman's
work
down there.
Yes, it's David Letterman. Now we get that answer. Now, what was your dispute over the Stevie
Wonder
song?
Well, I was playing, as I do, I test the audio every day, and Maddie says that the levels are okay, and I did a Stevie Wonder song today. This is going to be we play about 5 records a day on this show, and this is record number 5. This is going to come out of news today. So, spoiler alert, Pony had a disagreement with the lyric, and I said to him, Pony, don't on Stevie Wonder.
Oh boy. And I said that was inappropriate.
Okay. What his mom does here.
Great lyric.
Yeah. Okay, this is the one in question.
You know my papa disapproved it. My mama boo-hooed it.
Mama boo-hooed it.
Pony, I'm with Rob. I have to line up with
it's
Rob.
It's great.
You know,
and
I'd
love
to agree with you on this, but Mama boo-a-hooed it.
And it's not really boo-a-hooed it. He's just bending the note. It gives it the impression.
Yeah, play it again.
I have to start from the stupid beginning.
Why do you have to start it from the beginning?
Because I'm playing it off the soundboard. But anyway, Pony, you're wrong. Overruled.
You know what?
Could
I agree.
You know, after a decade, do you think you could maybe, tweak your system a little bit? You don't have to do that, you know?
The thing is that I do about every month search for a new soundboard program because I'm dissatisfied with both of them. I run two. And
well, you played the Boston song and repeated it.
Yeah, because I went into iTunes to do that. I just had this convenient because it was right in front of me. For the sake of speed, I went to it this way. Here's the lyric again.
You know my papa disapproved it. My mama boo-hooed it.
And it's not boo-a-hooed. It's my mama boo-hooed it.
Yeah.
I think it's boo-hooed it. So that's that. That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think that's artistic.
Yes.
What are you retreating?
I will allow it.
Are you retreating now?
I will allow that.
Where's the fun in that? It's not Booa.
No,
he doesn't say Booa. He said Boo-hoo-hooed it.
Boo-hoo-hooed it.
I'm sure.
And
one
it's
of
kind
them
of was taking boo-hoo and turning it into something better. So I'm with
yeah
Rob on
yeah
that.
Yeah,
I think
yeah
it's great.
So Pony,
and Rob saw Stevie in concert.
Yeah, but he
and
didn't
I've
see me.
Stevie Wonder. Yes, it's okay. All right, you know, the way to go, way to pick the overly ripe apple there. Like
it
the other guy used to.
I can't
that
help it.
Yeah, he can't see. Duh. All right. Thank you. But anyway, it's we've solved that.
Yes,
and now,
we have.
Now we can get right to our mailbag.
I guess
we've solved our problems.
It's
now we'll solve yours. Thank you.
Hey, oh, yes, Mike, can you call me back on the Skype?
Every day. Calling you back right now.
Thank you.
With the same problem we have every day. This is by the way, this is the future. If Oscar wasn't here, I'm blaming you too.
Okay.
Why do we have this problem every day?
It is, I believe it is a Skype issue. There's an inconsistency. We speed test, we reset, we do everything.
But it doesn't work.
No, you're right.
So when you're saying we do this, we do this, we do this, it doesn't work. You understand that, right?
I do.
So we need to do something different. Like a different program.
We feel actually that when you relocate to your new studio, we're going to have better luck because of the internet service.
Well, I sure hope so.
Yes.
If that ever happens. If anyway, now let's open up the mailbag. It's things like this that just wear on me, make me old, make me gray. This is an editor's note: the truth behind Hellman's mayonnaise.
Yes.
Here we go. Let me get a little light on the subject here.
Perfect.
Is that okay? There we are.
Yes.
The West Coast mayonnaise company Best Foods, not Blue Ribbon, bought its East Coast rival Hellman's in 1932 and kept both names. Okay. Rob Spiewak yesterday said it was Blue Ribbon.
Yes.
And a lot of people got into that. I'm glad because they're listening. They're paying attention. But where did you get Blue Ribbon from?
Because the logo for both products has a blue ribbon. And so I juggled
it. But that's
it.
Not the name of it.
No, it's Best Foods.
It's Best Foods. Now, in my humble opinion, you may have gotten Blue Ribbon because I think Blue Ribbon would probably be a better sounding name than Best Foods.
Best Foods sounds very generic, kind of like you'd find in the... like in a dining hall.
Oh, it's East Coast rival.
Yeah, they bought it.
So you're wrong about that, too. They are not the same product.
No, they are. Read on.
Oh, okay. The West Coast mayonnaise company Best Foods, not Blue Ribbon, bought its East Coast rival Hellman's in 1932.
Can you imagine during the Great Depression when people are making sandwiches?
Wow. And kept both names.
Right.
It didn't want to rename itself with its competitor's identity. And both companies had very large market shares in their respective regions.
See?
Hellman's had been around since 1900. Well, that doesn't answer that. It says, well, let me just continue.
Okay.
Hellman's had been around since 1905 when German immigrant Richard Hellman started selling mayonnaise out of his New York deli. The newly combined company continued to use both names, but united the two brands in 1968 by using the characteristic Hellman's Blue Ribbon on the Best Foods packaging. In 2000, the British company Unilever purchased the company.
See, this is what confused me because of the Blue Ribbon unity, but also now know this, a soap company is making your mayonnaise.
But you know what I don't have in so far in this letter? That is there a different recipe for the Best Foods?
Read
since on. Since 2007. I'm tired of reading on. 2007, both products have featured the same exact logo to make the brands look like sister products. Both have exactly the same commercials and advertisement, but with the names switched. Some people say that Best Foods and Hellman's use different recipes, which are based on the original recipes, but both products have the same ingredients, so it's up to each person's perception as to which tastes different. And now, you know, and it's unsigned, like we didn't get a credit
for
this?
No, I did. I researched it.
Oh, this is you?
Yeah, it's an editor's note.
You sent yourself a letter. So basically, they are the same recipe.
And the official line is that they are identical, although people claim to taste different.
So
I don't know
that. So you responded to some of the multiple comments that were made about helmets from our West Coasters.
And it's my mea culpa because I misspoke that it's called Best Foods and not Blue Ribbon. I just knew they were different.
So if you got a jar of Best Foods mayonnaise and Hellmann's. It would be a stone cold lock that they would taste identical.
This is what the British soap company says. But some people claim they're different. So who knows? People are nuts too. You got to account for that.
Yeah, but I also think that if you manufacture them in a different plant, there could be a difference.
That's true.
I'd sure like to have a taste test. But I mean,
you know what? I would wish that.
By the way, mayonnaise taste tests are kind of gross.
Because you know what? You'd have to incorporate it with something. What's your best? What do you most like
turkey
to use mayonnaise?
Turkey sandwich.
I think you're right. Turkey or roast beef, also very good.
And there's so many people right now that are grossed out that hate mayonnaise.
Yeah, good morning.
I grew up with so many people that hated mayonnaise.
And remember, Mike, mayonnaise is an emulsion.
Yeah, it's an emulsion, which means stirring, agitating, right?
Oils and fats forced together with a protein.
Whipping it up.
Yeah, making it go, baby.
All right, boy, I'm glad we know that. All right, next letter says, hey, guys, if Mike likes Ricky Skaggs, he should enjoy the Bruce Hornsby song Valley Road, done up bluegrass style with Skaggs, Vince Gill. Love Vince Gill, too. Is it Bela Fleck or
Bela Fleck?
Bela Fleck and Bruce Hornsby. I thoroughly enjoyed the music show on Friday, and I hope you guys do that again very, very soon. And by the way, I think what we should do is probably have a bonus music show on Friday.
I'd love
that.
And
we'll do that. We're going to have a little bonus. It'll still be uncensored. We'll have plenty of time to stretch our legs and do that again on Friday.
And we can prepare a little bit because it was very last minute.
Yeah, and Pony, we're going to be able to offer up the bonus show to everybody on Friday just to give them a sample. We do that every 6 months or so. We're going to do that?
Yes, we absolutely can. We'll have the swearing-free version on the regular site.
That's right. I promise I won't cuss. Cheers. Matt Bazinet of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Do we have a little... All right, let's listen. Like it all right.
And it's a live recording. There's no trickery here.
Love the song. Don't necessarily love the recording. Would that be?
Yeah, it's.
Fair?
I mean, it's a rather cavernous capture, I think. But yeah. Again, what we said on the show, pure music, man.
Yeah, I think at a festival down here. You remember the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Rob?
Of course.
They are. They're headlining down for the Bluegrass Festival.
Oh, I would be there.
I'm actually
in a New York minute.
To the boat going,
oh, but, that'd be great.
It's at the bad place down here. So,
well.
Keep me out of those casinos. That's cool. I like that. Thank you, Matt. We appreciate that. Next letter says, hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie. This is Tracy, the theater nerd who sent Oscar a list of shows to see. You guys briefly talked about Hamilton, and I just wanted to write in to correct a couple of things.
Okay. Theater people.
Thank you. Rob said that they were bringing back the original cast for the movie. The movie was actually filmed a couple of years ago when the original cast was still in the show. And the word is the show was shot with GoPros. So I'm not sure how it's going to look. Disney bought the rights for $75 million and they will be distributing it. So Alexander Hamilton is now a Disney princess. All right. That's not really a correction, though, right? I mean, you said it was the
original
the
cast. I didn't realize
the original cast.
Now, this is kind of cool because, you know, some of the greatest Broadway of the 1950s and 60s is gone to the ether because no one filmed it. And
right.
So this is nice that this is the biggest Broadway extravaganza of this century, and they've actually captured it. So if nothing else for a historical thing, this is great.
Tracy says Hamilton is no longer playing in Puerto Rico, but is still touring. In fact, it is coming to the Kennedy Center this summer. Tickets go on sale March 9th. It's already been here.
Okay.
Go if you can. Sorry to nerd out so much, but I'm really loving your discussions about the theta. If you ever have a question or want to discuss anything Broadway related, let me know. As always, I'm loving the show and everything you guys do. Best regards, Tracy Danoff of Gaithersburg, Maryland. The thing I can tell you about Broadway, really, is, you know, I've discussed many times on this show, the haves and have-nots, that, you know, Broadway...
Can't.
To see a first-run popular Broadway show is kind of unreachable for a lot of people.
And especially, I mean, because for most people, that involves travel and a hotel, and then
and
$400
tickets. Now?
Tickets.
I mean, $400.
I'm sure $400 for good seats. Lousy seats are probably still around $100.
That's, you know, it's tough. Yeah. Hello, men. Our next letter says, I just wanted to say how much I appreciated the shows you did last week where you guys focused your discussion about music and played some of your favorites. I think we're going to do that again. I mean, we got so much great feedback on that. And this wasn't like a Your iPad Sucks or a talk-up show. It's more or less a gathering. Rob's going to wax me because I caught him completely by surprise on Friday's show. But you're gonna be prepared this time.
It's not a competition. It's just what we love.
But I'm gonna prepare too for Friday's show. I'm gonna put together my list of songs that I just truly dig, and then we'll play a snippet. I thought it worked. I loved it, and I'm
pleased that we're postponing the bonus show that I have planned because I really do want Oscar to be here when I talk about my cousin's faked death.
And we'll get to that. I promise you
another detail that's amazing. You know what? Sometimes just Google your family.
Could you offer that on the regular show on Thursday? Could you do that? I could, absolutely. Why don't we do that on Thursday?
Okay.
Make a point. Pony, remind me if I do not say we are going to do the Rob Spiewak faking death cousin.
Yeah.
That he wants to talk about. He wants to purge himself.
I do because Mikey jumped off a boat in Sicily.
What is his name, the cousin?
Let's just call him Matt.
Matt.
Matt. Right.
Better Call Matt. Better Call Matt, by the way. I'm totally into Better Call Saul.
Okay.
Hello, man. I just wanted to say how much I appreciated the shows.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm 55 and never heard the term yacht rock before. You had mentioned it on the show. The songs you described in the subgenre were ones I had listened to on the radio many times during the 70s and 80s. I have some thoughts about yacht rock. I'll probably save it for our bonus this week because let's just say... it crisps quickly. There you go. Thank you very much.
You know, I think you've said it very well.
This past weekend, I found a Yacht Rock channel on Pandora. Know that one. And enjoyed listening to some of my old favorites again. So thank you for that. I also enjoyed you dedicating the entire show on Friday to some of your favorite songs. God, we got a lot of feedback on that. It was interesting to hear some of the more obscure songs we hadn't heard before that were your favorites and the stories behind them as well. Also, you guys were discussing Don Henley from the Eagles. One of my favorite music stories involves him and Mike Campbell, then lead guitarist for the Heartbreakers. Mike wrote a song and played it for Tom Petty, but Tom didn't particularly like it. Tom suggested some changes, but Mike thought, you know what? I like it the way it is, and kept it in its original form. Later, Mike was hanging out with Don Henley and played it for him. Don liked it, and they collaborated on that song, which in its final form would go on to become the hit The Boys of Summer. Maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, Don Henley's biggest hit.
Probably his biggest hit. I've never heard this story before. Isn't that great?
Thanks for putting out great content, Bob Hample, New Cumberland, Pennsylvania. Bob, that is a wonderful factoid. I like that. Next letter says, fellows, I'd like to pay homage to a city in Florida at the start of the show as a tribute to our great state, Boca Raton, Florida. Or as Oscar might call Boca Raton, rat's mouth.
It's true.
Mike Ogden.
Had you any idea that Boca Raton meant rat's mouth?
Rat's mouth.
I Googled it. It's true. Yeah.
A lot of people that live over there that don't care for the traffic. Anyway, next letter says, greetings, gentle persons from the 33rd county of Ireland, Havertown, Pennsylvania. I guess that's...
That's probably their thing. I don't know. I didn't question it.
I thoroughly enjoyed Friday's Your Song Sucks show. Wow.
Yeah.
With my wedding coming up March 28th, it got me thinking, what are your top five must-play songs at a wedding? Sláinte, Glenn McNulty. That's too narrow for me. I'm not sure I just like songs.
You got to play DOA by Blood Rock.
Of course you do.
Just look it up, folks. It's a good record.
I don't know.
There's all the goofy stuff. I mean, you play Shout. You play Gigolo. Jive. I mean, it's all that stuff.
Jive. Wedding music is... you know what you do? You get a real band.
You get a real band, and
you play standards. And you say standards so people can dance like in the old days. I sound like an old fart right now. But, you know, one of my weddings, I had a big orchestra.
Oh, it was great. Fantastic. You let me sing in front of the orchestra.
It was really, really fun.
So wonderful.
But now, who knows? I hold in my hand the final letter. Thank you. Hey, TMOS people. Thanks to recent episodes, I have now been reminded of how I have fun writing weird haikus. Oh, more haikus. Here are three for you. It is 9:15. He is running late again. Oscar, oh Oscar. 1952. Rob wishes he was alive, living in the past.
Love it.
Mike in recliner. His phone cannot be found. Glass shatters loudly. There it is. Thanks for all the entertainment. Gary Heaton, Charleston, South Carolina. That's a good way to start the show. Start the show, Rob Spiewak.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You'll be fine, babe. Just lay off the horses and don't get married again. I'm never getting married again. I'm just going to find a woman I don't like. Buy her a house.
That's a good one. Listen, I can't afford to fool around with my income, so don't antagonize Hal, will you please?
I promise I'll be as nice as pie, so long as he doesn't show up.
That's it, Stan. We're through. I'm throwing the moral closet, Jeff.
Morning, Hal.
Another fight at his place last night. One of the neighbors sees Ruthie, sock him in the mouth, so they call the cops. Cost me $500 to keep it out of the papers, and that's coming out of your paycheck. You signed a contract not to prejudice Hal Roach Studios.
But you know all about prejudice. How's your pal Mussolini, the one you were going to go into business with before I started bombing all those poor people in Africa?
You see? All he wants to do is fight.
Our pictures sell all around the world and we haven't got a dime.
That's because you keep getting divorced.
No, it's because you're a cheapskate who got rich off our backs.
Oh, come on now, Steve.
There he is. He's a cheapskate, a skinflint, and a parvenu.
A parvenu?
He thinks because my contract's up and yours isn't that I won't be able to go anyplace else and I'll have to take what he's offering.
Wait. What's a parvenu?
Well, it's someone who started out with nothing, got rich, but has no class. Look it up in the dictionary, Hal. There's a picture of you.
Oh, you think you're some sort of smartass, huh? Well, guess what? I'm smarter.
Hal, could you maybe continue this some other time? Unless you want to pay for an extra day, of course.
Go ahead, shoot. Go ahead.
Okay, so we're on a wide two-shot here, Stan, just like you wanted. And I'm going to
pull back. What are you checking with that for?
Well,
you're the director. Direct!
Next person you'll be hearing from is my lawyer.
Positions, everyone!
Well, that went well.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners. Your family. You're like family.
That's
we
right.
mean that. We really do. We really, really do. And we prove it every year when we get together. That's what we do.
Yep.
Sit back, relax if you're brand new and prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, really thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We appreciate it. From Maui, Hawaii, where Oscar is enjoying his three-week vacation.
Yes.
Paradise Bay, Antarctica. Bumpus, Virginia.
Shadow!
Bumpuses! Cool, California. Lehigh, Utah, and Lakehurst, New Jersey. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Ritual.
Yes.
Ritual, you're going to love this, ladies. Listen up. Everyone wants to keep their bodies healthy in the long run. That's why you need Ritual, the obsessively researched vitamin for women. Ritual's essentials have the nutrients most folks don't get enough of from food. Hey, Carla, how do you like your Ritual vitamins? Love. She's outside. She's going love. Putting her fists up in the air.
Oh, fist bumps. It's awesome.
Two easy-to-take capsules provide the nine nutrients you need to support a strong foundation for your health. And there's a mint tab in every bottle to keep things fresh so you don't get that fishy aftertaste common with most omega-3s. Mm-hmm. Carla loves it. Our wives love them. They're great. Plus, the wifeys love that it's delivered. And it's only a dollar a day to have all the essential nutrients your body needs delivered every month, no strings attached. Better health doesn't happen overnight. And right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during their first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/TMOS to start your Ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/TMOS. All right, I want to get to this before I forget, and then Rob's going to tell us about another school-related It's not an incident.
No, it's no, just it's something that I didn't think really happened, and I'm very entertained and excited about what's going to happen with it.
You know, yesterday, I mean, if we could start with that, and then I'll talk about Call of the Wild.
Okay. Very, very good.
Because I did a deep dive on the reviews for it, and I agree with a lot of the reviewers. Audiences love it, though. I was reading a lot of feedback when we were having that discussion about Robert playing club basketball, and
right.
I was kind of grilling you about, hey, if he's 6'4". Did you read any of the like nightmare stories about what it takes really to perform
in a high school environment? I didn't see any of that.
There were several people that were talking about just what is really involved. It started, there were some people that were saying being just 6'4" doesn't necessarily, you know, make you a high level,
right.
Elite athlete in high school. And then it went on to, at certain schools, the level of commitment that's required in order for a student to, you know, even get to the high school level.
Yeah, I have talked to parents about the people that are what are called travel leagues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, what did you do this weekend? Well, I had to take off work on Friday to get my boy up to Buffalo to play a basketball game. Like,
it's stunning, and in many cases, extraordinarily expensive,
too. Yeah. Nothing against Buffalo, Maddie. It's just far away.
That's
no,
right.
Nothing against here's the way I look at it, and I look at this with my own son. If there is an aptitude where you have someone who truly has a gift and loves utilizing that gift,
yes.
I think that it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. And I'm also a big believer that kids need to be kicked in the ass every now and then, too. You know, where they, if they've got a gift, you know, you want them to. It's easy for, I think, certain parents to say, whatever, and take the easiest road. But at the same time, you don't want to completely force feed a sport on a kid just because you think the kid's got a great ability.
I don't think you can teach passion.
Don't think you can teach the passion too. And I think that when you try to force feed it, you're playing with fire, and you it results. What I didn't realize, and I don't mind people busting my chops about being out of touch when it comes to that level. You know, I did not have daughters who were elite athletes. They didn't have that chip.
Right.
They didn't do that. But you know, watching the Kobe memorial yesterday, his daughter Gigi was an potentially elite athlete at 13 who was going to go on to, you know, she already was talking about playing in the WNBA.
Right.
I think, and had the passion for it. You know, you hear about I forgot the name of the WNBA superstar that spoke at the memorial, but she was talking about never missing a Lakers game and
right.
then during commercial breaks going out into her yard and shooting baskets like they did. That's the kind of passion that, you know, would I love to see my kid be good at a sport and have a passion for it? I think it's extremely rare that it happens that way. But I never realized that how truly intense it is. You know, it's really not the parent's choice. If a kid has the aptitude and the passion, then I think you owe it to the kid to probably, you know, load him in the car at 3 o'clock in the morning and go to those travel tournaments if that's what they want to do.
I can't speak to the basketball because I've only seen it from secondhand and stories, but I do know parents that had elite football players in the Tuscarora program.
Right.
And I mean, to the point where scholarships were offered, and eventually the kid turned down the scholarships. Because he said, I'm done with this. This is too much. This is too much of my life to play at mm-hmm. this level. I'm not going to advance down the road the way I want to because it's going to take too much focus to do the high level of football that he played. And while I'm sure that his parents would have loved to have had that extra money in the pocket, he's turned out well, and he's very happy that he didn't pursue it. He still plays, you know, club rugby and stuff like
that. Well, you also make the, you know... I try to tell this to my daughter, and I think she understands it. And we tell this to people that say, "What's it take for radio?" And you know, I played at a pretty high level of radio for about 20 years, and it's something that it's just there's so much involved in it. And don't discount luck either.
That's
you
right.
can work your ass off, and but I think especially in professional sports, it's really, really. Rarefied air, even to get a elite level scholarship is extremely rarefied air. And if you're thinking it, you know, you're not going to be in the total top tier, it is quite an endeavor to do that. And it's sad that it has to be like that. But I respect the sacrifice that these professionals and high-level college players mm-hmm. make to do what they do. It's just our hyper-competitive, I'll walk over your dead body to get ahead society that we live in right now. It's tough. It's a tough
and
call
I see
to
it's,
make.
And
that,
I see it spilling. We've talked about this before. I see it spilling over into social and political issues where yeah. it is. Right. And we're seeing it right now, even within the political parties.
Well,
I'm dealing with my own wound today.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I am trying desperately right now. And I'll get this off my chest.
Please do.
Let's just say it's a little tough to be a Democrat right now.
Understood.
It's a little difficult to be a Democrat right now. Okay. Hey, Bernie, disavow the comments about Fidel f***ing Castro. Okay, you moron. I mean, really? I mean, it's just every single... You know what the Democrats are doing right now? We're sitting there going, we're waiting to settle for anybody that can get out of their own way. You know, and when Joe Biden says he's running for Senate, and then you got Mike Bloomberg at the debate going, it's like, Jesus, what's wrong? But you know what?
Like they're operating
there's
at the
one
high-
guy. There's one guy that's going to be very, very happy. Oh. Very, very happy.
Meanwhile, all of the Democrats are operating at the highest level.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable right now. It really is.
Almost truly comical. Yes.
Comical. It's like, okay, third party, ready. Yeah. Come on in. Waltz right in. Somebody brand new. Third party. I'm ready for you.
And before he had his debate, we were talking about Bloomberg. All he had to do was shut up. The longer he stayed out of it, yeah. the better he was.
Well, there's another debate tonight. If you're yes. If you're a student of political theater, as I am, it'll be perhaps interesting to watch tonight just to see he's been hunkered down, they said.
Oh.
But then in the same breath, they said, but he never really did well in the mayoral debates in New York. Yeah, I
you
get
think?
That.
Yeah.
He's terrible.
The Bloomberg I want, as I've said this before, is the Saturday Night Live Bloomberg strolling in, sucking on a smoothie. Just, you know, yeah. watching and buying a million right. TV ads. Don't talk. Don't talk.
Crazy. So anyway, great time to be a...
Has he weighed in on Castro yet?
That's like, remember Marge Schott back in the
yes,
day?
Yes, of course.
Who said Hitler built good roads? That's the same crap.
He was good at first.
He started a literacy program. It's Castro. Murdered his own people. God. The dictator. What? Jesus. Why do you have to be told that? Well, it really was. I'm just saying you should be aware. Oh, shut up.
And then don't double down on it.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Oh, God. I mean, it's really. Right now, your brain hurts. All right. So getting back to, we're over the break.
Yeah, let's
when
go
we
ahead.
Come back, I want to hear about Robert III. And it was interesting reading all the stuff about elite high school athletics and what's involved with that. And sounds like those parents must be a real slice of sunshine to deal with on a daily basis.
Well, I'll tell you this, yes, Mike. Right. After living in Loudoun County as long as I have, everyone has their priorities. Great.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My fellow Americans, we are one people, and no matter where you are, we can all agree on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whether you are in Bangor, Massachusetts, or the island of California, from the majestic Alps of Australia to the beautiful castles of Germantown, coast to coast, from Portland, Maryland to Portland, Arizona. Whether you are swimming in Lake Rushmore or climbing Mount Huron, sunning yourself on the Great Salt Flats of London, or gazing out over the Sahara Ocean, we all have TMOS to bring us together. We're one world. I just don't know how to find it on a map. God bless me, though, in America. And don't forget to conduct when they're playing the national anthem.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And that's the other team.
Yeah.
Wow.
Salt Flats.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Here's a fact, Jack. 9 out of 10 couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number to the rescue. From feather soft to super firm like mine,
yes,
you can adjust each side to your Sleep Number setting so it's just right for both of you. Proper sleep strengthens immunity, increases the ability to focus, sharpens cognitive function, and improves emotional well-being. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I believe that my back issues that I had for most of my adult life have been just tremendously helped by my Sleep Number bed.
Yeah.
I do not have the same kind of back issues I used to have, and that's because the bed that I sleep on. It's really, really important, and it's great. Sleep is the best thing you can do for yourself. You got to go to a Sleep Number store, try their individual fit technology, explore the science behind the bed. You can literally see your body's pressure points react to a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Sleep Number 360 smart bed sense your movements and automatically adjust to keep you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. My Sleep Number setting is a 90. I get it firm, firm, firm. Carla's still a 65. We love it. Discover proven quality sleep with the 360 limited edition smart bed. You're going to love it. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go, tell them Mike O'Mara sent you. And I'm getting ready to upgrade my Sleep Number. I'm very excited.
I can't
about
wait.
That.
It's going
to
be
so
cool.
It's going to be, I'm going to get me one of those. I've had my Sleep Number bed. I don't know how long I've had it. I've had it for a very, very long time. And I'm ready for this 360 technology. So check them out and let the people at Sleep Number know I appreciate their business and I appreciate the product as well. All right. So getting back to the whole thing with your son.
Right.
I get it now more after reading what the deal is. But he's also somebody who just plays basketball for fun.
He loves it, yeah.
Even though he's six.
Go down to the rec center. We've got a hoop near our house that he'll go down and play, and it's good. He likes
very
it.
Cool.
And he has, and the thing is that I've seen it transform since he started, you know, 6-7 years ago with organized play. Now he's having more fun with it. And that's right. Fun to watch him out there.
Can he dunk at 6'4"? Is he able to dunk?
No.
He can't dunk?
He's not in a position that allows him to do it. I think he's more, they put him further from the hoop.
Oh, so really? But I mean, if he was to be like out on an open court and just
I don't
get a
think
running
so.
Start.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I've okay. never seen him do it. And I would feel that if he could, it might be the first and last thing he says to me every day.
I bet he can. At 6'4",
I'll
you
find
probably
out.
Can get
I'll
enough.
Find out. Well, I mean, to keep in
does
mind.
Does he have your jumping ability? Does that is that what it is?
Old Leadfoot? Yeah, it might be some of that. There's okay. some of Papa Blood in there.
All right, whatever.
What's the name of the movie?
White men can't jump.
Can't
Thank
jump.
You very much.
All mm-hmm. right, so I had seen this on TV shows. I'd seen this in movies, but I never thought they really did the thing, or at least to this day, where they take 10th and 11th graders that are in, I think they call it FLE, which is sex ed, and they make them take...
What's the FLE stand for?
Family Life Education, I think.
I love it. George Carlin would have a field
day with it. Oh,
he'd
have a field day with it.
Family Life Education, how to put the condom on.
So what do you think? You know, we've pet sat before, we've had house guests and things like that, but what do you think we'll be getting into our home tomorrow night but a robot baby?
Oh, I lived with the robot baby.
Did you do the robot baby?
I have a picture of Catherine with the robot baby.
Oh,
I could
no.
probably find it. Oh, from years and years ago. Oh, Catherine has the coolest picture when she was in high school of the little babies. Yeah, so this is not just sex ed; it's family life.
They
learn about what it takes to raise a child.
So,
it's
or
fantastic.
Just be responsible. To which Carrie and I said, you know, that thing's going to cry in the middle of the night, and we're not helping you. You have to do this. This
right.
is on you. So I went online and I did a little research on what we're probably going to be bringing into our home, and there is a company called RealityWorks, and Mike, I found the product. It's called Real Care Baby 3 Infant Simulator, formerly known as Baby Think It Over.
Now, it's not like a doll or a robot where the baby cries or anything. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, that's exactly what she had.
But it was, and it's made to teach kids that, you know, these babies are a true responsibility and you have to deal with them. And it's all, now it's all Bluetoothed and everything. And there are actually key codes. So if you get up in the middle of the night because the baby's crying, you put in the code and say, does he have a dirty diaper? So you have
right.
to put in the dirty diaper code. Does that make him stop crying? Is he hungry? Put in that. Does he need to be, you know, coddled? You put in the code for that. And all of this stuff is recorded, and then you have to turn the baby back in like a library book.
Yeah. Yeah. And Catherine had a picture. I wish I could show it to you. Catherine had a picture holding, and they have to take the baby. They have
everywhere
to nurture the baby. I didn't know they did it with the. Let's see, that's sexist. I was wondering whether they did it for both guys and girls, or whether the boy and girl had to take care of the baby.
There's
together.
A car seat that comes with the baby.
That's what she has.
Here's what if you order Baby Think It Over. Here's what comes with it. You get the Real Care Baby 3 Infant Simulator. You get the comprehensive curricula, which is just like words, two-piece outfit, a sleeper, infant bodysuit, two color-coded diapers, a bottle, ID with 5 wristbands. This is my favorite part. It comes with either a single charger or a 5 baby charging station.
Yeah.
And all I can think
what
of is
it
like
do?
One of those things that you have in the office where everyone can line up their cell phones, except
I am
all babies.
Now. I am going through my phone like back in 2010
right.
to find this. And
and Mike, with most infants, it comes with a 2-year warranty.
Where's the charging port?
I think you know. But it's the 5 baby charging
station.
It's
probably in the baby's tummy.
I would hope.
It's an Audi.
It's an Audi?
It's probably an Audi.
So then I did a little more research, and they're still doing this all over the country. And I really thought it was like a punchline to make these kids. Because I remember like in old movies, they would like make a kid carry a 10-pound bag of rice around for a week to prove what a burden a kid is. Now they're Bluetoothing the baby to know that if you're letting the head sloop down when you're carrying it, you get, I guess, an F for that because the baby dies. I don't know.
Right. And they do it early on in the child's career.
I found an article in the New York Times, our paper of record, and it says the robots record whether the students provided a bottle or fresh diaper, hit or shook the baby. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Pony is laughing so hard right now. You can't neglect the baby or fail to support his head. The school will grade gently in order not to permanently
scare people. Technology comes into play. This is your thing. The baby doesn't really do anything other than record data.
Well, no, but it does. So, it does play crying sound effects. So, like in the middle of the night,
if you have to get up with the baby,
which is great because you know what we need to do for our 10th and 11th graders is steal sleep from them.
Yeah, when they have like a test the next day.
Yeah, exactly. Mike, I want you to know that if you go to Hunter College High School in New York City, the school grades gently in order not.
There's Elizabeth holding one of the babies.
Right that's there. A dog.
Oh, that's Frankie. That's Frankie that she's holding.
But she's supporting his head. That's good. That's an A.
She's supporting his head very nicely.
Mike, they don't want to permanently scare students from parenthood, so they grade gently.
I have to tell you, Rob, this was such a big deal when Catherine did it in high school at Kettle Run High.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it was a really, really big deal for her, and I'm just trying to track it down.
The robots cost $750 each. And they're currently in use in about 2/3 of American high school districts, according to manufacturer RealityWorks.
Right.
And this, to me, goes a little bit back to my being freaked out by wax museums, but I'm okay with Robot Baby, and I'm looking forward to meeting Robot Baby. Or as I said to Robert when I found out secondhand from Carrie, I said, so when do I meet my grandson?
When does he get Robot Baby?
I think we get Robot Baby tomorrow.
Oh, it's so nice, you know? But maybe he could bring Robot Baby into the, into the studio one day. No, he has to take it to school.
Has
right?
to take and it to school, and you know, I was thinking about that because not every kid gets Robot Baby because you know it's cost prohibitive. But if you're one of the kids that select to have Robot Baby and you get to bring like Robot Baby into physics class, you're going to be a star.
All right. So Catherine graduated high school in June of 2013.
Okay.
And so I'm trying to think that would be, so 13 would be graduate senior, 12 would be junior, and 2011 would be sophomore. Is Robert a sophomore now?
No, he's a junior right now. But it's a mixture of kids that are getting them. I think it's both sophomores and juniors are getting them. Robot Baby.
So it'd be 11 or 12 that she would have. I think she got it when she was a sophomore.
Now, amazingly, according to research, the kids that are issued Robot Babies in the long term are more likely to have children out of wedlock. That's what research shows.
No.
According to the New York Times. Yep.
I mean, the kids that get the robot babies are... Well, that's weird.
I know.
Any more on that? Is there any more depth on that one at all?
I'm trying to find one right now. I'm trying to find the actual statistic. It says... No, but it has. They absolutely are more likely to have children than kids that don't have them.
Wow.
It was meant to reduce pregnancy, and it says that.
You know, can I say something again about my favorite phone in the world?
Yes.
All right. Okay. I have my pictures on my iPhone, right?
Right.
I don't need you to. I like dates, but don't organize my pictures for me. You know what I mean?
I
can only get my pictures if I go to a certain date.
Yeah.
To open up all. I want them all. I want to be able to scroll through all of them so I can find a picture for this very moment that I'm doing live on the show right now.
I hate also when they say, well, these are the pictures that were taken in Leesburg, Virginia. And they can be from 14 years.
This is Acadia from July 15th to the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much. I'd like my phone. They're thinking too much for us. Well, anyway, the robot baby is very
Cool. Mike, here's the statistic. A 2016 study in Australia published in The Lancet found the opposite to be true. Students who took home the robots were more likely, not less likely, to have a baby by the time they turned 20, and they blamed it on the fact that adolescents, unlike adults, don't adjust their behavior because they know the consequences. It has to do with having an immature brain. So really,
in other words, having the baby and seeing what the responsibility of having the baby and caring for it, which is kind of the whole purpose of this exercise.
And painting
it's
in
not
brooks.
having any impact on the kids whatsoever.
No, because of the immaturity of the brain, they're not associating the consequences with their actions because they're kids.
Even having like the, they think it's a joke.
Yeah.
What they think.
It's robot
That's
baby.
What the kids think. Robot baby is a joke.
It's That's robot awesome. Baby. That's that what it is, Mike.
Robot baby.
And so I can't wait to meet my grandson. And to bring you all the stories of Robot Baby.
Well, it's nice that you're not feeding into the narrative that it's a joke, Rob. That's terrific. You know, maybe you should use this as a teachable moment for
you
your
think?
Son.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe when he brings it home, instead of like poking at the baby, you're not going to do it. You're
you know who should have had Robot Baby is my dad.
Oh, I knew you were going to go there. Yeah, he had his little robot baby. And it had a really big head. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with more fun and Call of the Wild right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you? Yeah, you're great. I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on my Alexa, but I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Alexa is kind of like a robot baby.
Yeah, with a big head. This portion of the program brought to you by Noom. Getting in shape doesn't have to be about losing a specific amount of weight or a magic number on a scale. That's why I love Noom, because everyone is different. Noom adjusts to your lifestyle. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and empowers you with the tools you need to break bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. Just 10 minutes a day will change your life. The best part, Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. I love it. It literally has everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy, and that's how you know what's going on, what you're putting in your body. Oscar loves Noom.
Yes.
Carla's never looked better. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. And we thank you. All right. Over the weekend, took the little man to a movie that we were all looking forward to seeing. And I like the book and the whole idea of going to see The Call of the Wild.
Jack London.
And, got there to the theater, and it was interesting because what I found out is not only was The Call of the Wild a kids' movie where, you know, the little ones like the story of the big fluffy dog,
yes,
but the seniors seem to turn out in pretty good numbers for this on Saturday.
Do you think that's a Harrison Ford factor because he's older?
No, I think it might be Call of the Wild, the Jack London.
They remember when it was a bestseller.
Remember they went to school with Jack London. No, I don't know. It was just there were plenty of oldsters that were in the theater without any kids. And
wow,
there were maybe three or four couples like we were with little ones that went to see the movie.
I can, you know, I can see that more than like old people going to see like the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie, because that's right. A kids movie that is strictly kids. But at least this has its basis in storytelling.
Right. This is the main issue with The Call of the Wild.
Okay.
Early on, in the first frame of the movie, you realize that the dog is painted.
Robot dog.
You know what? It's not even a robot dog.
It's a CGI dog.
It's a seat completely, right?
Yeah.
I didn't do a deep dive on how they did it.
I've only seen the preview footage. And it looks to me like they've got themselves a very talented acting dog that they've altered the face. It's almost like The Irishman. They've altered the dog's face because the dog seems to like smile and maybe wink. I don't know. It was a little off-putting because in the preview, it was very beautiful. Beautiful actual footage of the wild. And then a dog all but, you know, makes a goofy face at you.
Let me tell you what CGI loves to do.
Okay.
CGI loves to do little figure eights. Loves to snake down a hill. Right and then left and then right and then left and then right and then left. It's always doing that. Here it is from Richard Roper. You know what, Ebert? He's a well-known guy. Chicago Sun-Times.
Still alive.
Harrison Ford does quietly powerful work as author Jack London's hero, but his computer-generated co-star looks weird. That's it. It's so delightful to see the very first review on Rotten Tomatoes back up what I said. And look, it's not that you have to. They overdid it. And then these guys, I think when you're managing a movie like this, you have to say to the nerds that are making these images, you know, dial it back a little bit. You don't need to have the evil lead sled dog who fights the Saint Bernard look like a human sneering. Why do you have to do that?
Let me cite a better example of how they should have done it. Many years ago, when I was a boy, there was a movie called The Journey of Natty Gann. And actually, to tie it to the show, the star is now married to Patton. Her name is Meredith Salinger, I think. But it's the story of a girl during the Depression who travels through America, and she's assisted or befriended by, I believe he's half wolf, half dog. And what they did is what they've done in Hollywood for many years. They trained a dog. And it's great because the dog is... Granted, there's nothing better than a dog anyway, but a dog that is so genuine and real and soulful with the eyes and everything, you don't need the CGI if you prepare. And that's and The Call of the Wild is not a fantasy book. It's so based in reality that the dog shouldn't be whistling.
It's a dog that goes into the wild and really just takes up with a pack of wolves. That's it. That's the story.
Right.
That's what happens. And the relationship where he has to let the dog go and do that.
Right.
That's it. And if you're worried about that spoiler alert, I'm sorry. This book's been around for a million years,
so don't worry about it.
But you're absolutely right. You train the dog, you get the real, but they can't do it. They can't do it because they're so worried that they are going to lose the youth movement.
Right.
That the kids from the CGI world expect their films to show them everything. I think it would have been a lot better if they did it that way.
Yeah.
Where you didn't have it. Because I'm looking at the dog, when it's absolutely standing still and just giving a look, it looks like it just doesn't look normal.
It doesn't
have a dog's dumb look.
The dog looks like Richard Gere.
And then at one point, there are two things going on here.
Okay.
Either they CGI'd Harrison Ford's body, or Harrison Ford is one of the most fit 77-year-olds you will ever see. Because there's a scene where I lean over to Carla and I said, does that look like the torso of a 77-year-old man? And Carla said, he's 77. He's 77.
Yeah.
Look at his body.
He was old 15 years ago.
Carly gives me a look that kind of says, well, you know, some men have that, Michael. You know, some men have that look, even at 77, but it was just...
And you use your computer to give me a little more course.
Strength. It's doing well, right? It's probably killing
it.
Yeah,
of course,
very, very
and
well.
It's a Disney product, right? It's a Disney...
Yeah, that's what they're doing now.
You know, well, yeah, I guess they are. But however, I did like... I don't want to be a total hypocrite. I like when they redid The Jungle Book. and they CGI the animals for that. But I think it's separate because that's a fantasy. You know, yeah. You don't really have red gorillas dancing in nature, but you do have dogs running around in the wild. So Don't overuse it. And I think you've got a strong enough story there. Kids would have liked it. Do you think kids would have liked it even without it?
I have CGI? No idea. It's impossible.
What was Michael's take? Did he stay awake?
He likes everything. Yeah, he's very, very happy. But because I immediately perceived that the doggy was going to be completely CGI, that's when I chose to lose consciousness. And so at one point I felt the big tap on my shoulder because I was snoring in the middle of the
That was
the
your call stuff. Of the wild. Was it an air-conditioned, beautiful, with the reclining seats and everything?
Oh, I was reclined. I was fine. I was tired.
It's like taking a hotel room for 2 hours.
It's delightful. Thank you very much. So call of the wild. Make your own decision or don't go. I don't recommend it. Thank you. The dog's painted. The dog looks completely creepy and weird.
How many smiling dogs do you give it?
Zero.
Oh, null set. Ouch.
Thank you very much. Didn't care for it. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hey, listeners. I made it. I'm in the Assport. I love it here. It's just like I remember from before I got married. You know, there's a place here where the sun does not shine. And the restaurant, oh my God, these nuggets are so savory.
Ew.
And I owe it all to this passport that came in my TMOS bonus package. Okay. Oh, but if you come, remember to bring cash. You don't want to know what happens if you ask for an ATM.
Jeez. All right. Is that like ass jokes? Is that what that was?
I don't know what it is.
Yes, you do. That's your job.
I'm not big on puns.
Disowning it. You loved it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Untuck It. Do you ever wonder why traditional button-up shirts look so long and baggy?
Yes.
That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. That's it, people. Untuck It shirts were specifically designed to be worn untucked. It's the original untucked shirt, a modern solution to an old problem with no tucking or tailoring required. No matter your size or shape, their shirts are the perfect untucked length. I adore my untucked shirts, not too long, not too short, and the coolest designs on the net. I love the material and the colors. And with more than 50 fit combinations, untucked shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. If you can find your favorite untucked style, it'll be right there because untucked styles are phenomenal online. You can get them. Check out one of their 80 brick-and-mortar stores. If you can't find the one that you want to try them on. Don't just take my word for it. Try untucked for yourself. Visit untucked.com and use the code TMOS for 20% off your first order. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. That's untucked.com and promo code TMOS for 20% off your first order. Thank you very much. Now get my thing over here and move it over here because I can't wait to get out of this studio. Now turn that up and press that button. Now move it back over here. Thank
News.
You.
News!
Jesus Christ.
Boo!
I logged a little time this morning with my computer watching the service for Kobe. Call it a service is making it sound like it's church. It was an event.
Yeah.
The public memorial for Kobe and Gianna Bryant and the other people that lost their lives in the terrible helicopter crash was yesterday at the Staples Center in L.A. There were more than 20,000 family members, friends, and fans in attendance. It was a paid event. The whole thing was filled with symbolism. The date was 2/24. Gianna wore number 2, and of course, Kobe wore number 24 for the second half of his career. Now, tickets were priced at 3 tiers, $224 each, 2 for $224, and $24.02 each. Based on seat location, proceeds from the event will be donated to the Mamba and Mambacita Sports Foundation. It was really... with Jimmy Kimmel getting up there, Jimmy is a crier.
He's so genuine, though, and he doesn't...
He's genuine, but I just think that, sometimes it's like you're the MC, you're doing your thing, get your crying out, and then get up there and do that.
I see your point.
But the dignity that Kobe's wife showed yesterday was just truly, truly amazing. She gave a great, great eulogies for both her daughter and her husband. It was really something to watch, and made me aware of the fact that not only losing the husband, but losing her 13-year-old daughter at the same time.
You should never, a parent should never be faced with that. I was appreciative of the overall tone. And I understand what you say about Kimmel, but I thought the music was beautiful and celebratory and solemn what it needed to be. The stories that were told were great. And I think that if you have to be in that situation, I think they did a very, very nice job. And
any way you slice it, it doesn't even take the basketball and the fame out of it. You're dealing with a young wife.
Yes, of course.
Who has lost her young husband and her very, very way too young daughter in this. And, you know, she goes on. She did a great job eulogizing her daughter and Kobe, her soulmate, as she called him. I think on the same day of that, she filed suit against the helicopter company that never, ever, ever should have sent that helicopter up under any circumstances in that. You know, you wonder, though, in that circumstance, this obviously probably maybe they'll settle it and you won't know it. But you wonder, you know, is this a starstruck pilot that's going up because Kobe says we can do this, or who knows how that went down? But it's sad and it's a tragedy and it sucks. In a new interview on a lighter note, Pete Davidson.
This guy.
Like every other week he's in the news.
Yeah.
He says he wants to be a father. Here's the quote.
Well, they got to get him a robot baby.
That's all I've ever wanted. That's my Pete Davidson.
I like it.
Impression.
I'm not.
That's all I've
it.
Ever wanted. Just want to have a kid. That's it. I think it would be awesome.
Hey,
keep
Pete.
Me around. Keep my head up. Yeah.
You want to be a dad?
Want to be a dad. I just like want to be there for something, to do something. You know, like. He had a quote. I'm at the point where I'm like, maybe I should adopt me and my mom or something. Just adopt. I think everybody is afraid of the Davidson seed. He is a legitimately funny guy.
He is.
Because he says something like that. Everybody is afraid of the Davidson seed. Now, here's what people, with all the love interests of Pete Davidson and people saying, how could she be with him? People forget the tragedy in this guy's life, mm-hmm. that his father was a New York City firefighter who died on 9/11. And Pete was only 7 years old when that happened. People forget about that, but he is always funny. People being afraid of the Davidson seed. I'd be afraid of the Davidson seed if I was the father of a daughter dating him.
I would think so.
Like, ever come near him.
He has for someone that is so goofy, there's a danger to him.
Yeah. And he actually, they utilize him, I think. You're the Saturday Night Live guy. Uh-huh. They utilize him on Saturday Night Live in a pretty funny way.
Oh, I would say perfectly. Because you know what? Of all the people on Saturday Night Live, he is often a punchline. And there's lots of punchlines you could do. They do the same thing. They use Colin Jost very well as the punchline of being like the pretty boy. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side is Pete Davidson, not as pretty. Yeah.
And of course, we all have the theory about Pete Davidson as well with all those beautiful women.
Of course.
Might be one big person. Anyway, Harvey Weinstein headed to prison yesterday. A jury convicted him on two counts. Committing a criminal sexual act and third-degree rape. He's looking at between 5 and 25 years, but Weinstein was acquitted of three charges that could have sent him away for life. Two counts of predatory sexual assault and one count of first-degree rape. His attorney told reporters that Harvey was shocked by the verdict. Quote, all he kept saying over and over again was, I'm innocent, I'm innocent. How could this happen in America? I'm innocent. I'm innocent. Harvey will be sentenced on March 11th, and he's still facing four charges in Los Angeles. So it's not over for him. But
he'll spend. You know what? Even though they say lifetime, he'll die in jail.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Do you buy that whole Walker thing when he's going in there? You've seen him on the news where he's going in.
I don't know. He's always
with the assistance of a Walker.
He's always seemed so healthy.
Thank you very much. All right, here's a story for us.
Thank you.
We could have done a whole segment on this. It's National Pancake Day.
Yes, Trove Tuesday.
Or one of them anyway. There's also one in September, but this one is the one IHOP does where you can get a free short stack today. They just asked that you donate whatever you can to various children's hospitals. This is the 15th year that they've done it, and the pancake deal runs all day from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. or as late as 10 p.m. Now, I don't know down here. I'm almost tempted to drive out and just look to see if the old people are out at the IHOPs today.
They're there. They're there.
Are they really?
Of course. And here's what you do, because we have one right in the dead center of Leesburg. It'll be a mess all day. But here's what people don't realize about the International House of Pancakes. The pancakes aren't that good.
They're consistent.
Yeah, consistently mediocre.
Yeah, but I mean, it is, if you have to have a pancake, I think it's a fine go-to. And they're on certain diet programs, you can have the light syrup with them, and they're, oh, forget it. Anyway, when you're at the restaurant, you can sign up for a chance to win free pancakes for life. Isn't that great? With that in mind, a new study in England, oh, I'm glad we're talking about this, asked people what the perfect pancake looks like. But apparently, they like them a little thinner than we do. The answer in the UK was golden brown,
yes,
about 6 inches in diameter, and only 0.15 inches thick, which is just over an eighth of an inch.
That's like a crepe.
Fluffier pancakes are closer to half an inch thick. Also, syrup is not the most popular pancake topping in England. Lemon and sugar took the top two spots. Lemon and sugar. Syrup is third in England.
You know, that lemon, the acid's bad for the teeth.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Netflix is finally opening up and giving us a little peek at their user data in the form of new top 10 lists that'll show you the most popular content in your country. There'll be an overall list that gives you the most popular things on Netflix. Plus, you can see separate top 10s for movies and TV when you click on those tabs. Don't they already kind of do that?
Well, they tell you what's hot, but I don't know that they actually quantify it as a top 10.
It doesn't work for me either. The trending stuff is not stuff that I pay that much attention to. I rely on listeners from the Mike O'Mara Show.
The top 10 Netflix for London, England is Lemon and Sugar.
I'm caught up. Do you watch Better Call Saul? Do you watch that show?
You know what?
Show?
I haven't had a chance to watch the new episode yet, but it's waiting in my DVR. I'll probably watch it tonight.
So you're through season four? You got through season four of Better Call Saul?
Mm-hmm.
I finally caught up yesterday, and I'm now diving into the brand new season, which is, I think that's just,
to
get more mention.
Have you seen the viral video on Facebook of Mike Ehrmantraut making a pimento sandwich?
No.
It's funny.
Thanks, Rob.
Spread it on your bread.
They were supposed to roll this out at Netflix to all customers by the end of the day yesterday, so you should be able to see them now. And whether that'll help you, I do not know. But Better Call Saul, we don't mention it as much as we used to, and it's really go-to. I binged this thing like all weekend long to catch up.
It seemed like it had a long downtime this season, like it had been away a long time.
Yeah, his brother, who was Squiggy, right?
Lenny. Michael McKean.
Lenny and Squiggy, phenomenal.
Oh,
in
he's
that.
So good. And, take your watch off.
Yeah, it's really that show, but I mean it's gonna hit the wall right when it gets to, we're almost at the Breaking Bad part,
but
right?
You know, I wouldn't put it past them to sort of intertwine them. I mean, they've revisited the characters, they've done it already once, so true. We'll see.
It's great.
I'd love it.
And now a little something. Britain's National Library has an etiquette book from the 1400s that lists a bunch of dinner table rules that kids were expected to follow. Isn't this great? So could your kid hack it in the 15th century in England? Here are six rules,
right,
and I've added a seventh, that they'd have to be able to follow at the dinner table.
You've added a seventh?
Yes. Number one, don't pick your ears and nose at dinner.
All right.
Hopefully that still applies in 2020. Number two, no spitting at the table.
Good.
That's a good one, too. Number three, don't burp like you had a bean in your throat. That's how they wrote it back
then.
Wow.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Number four, don't pick your teeth with your knife.
Oh, of course.
I guess toothpicks might not have been a thing. Number five, don't be greedy with cheese.
Maddie.
The modern equivalent might be like, don't hog the potatoes.
Right.
And number six, don't laugh, grin, or talk too much. In other words, shut up and stop screwing around.
Okay, that's good. All right.
And my last one, number seven, bring out your dead before the appetizer. Bring out your dead.
I'm not dead yet.
We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is internet sensation Tati Abeje.
Hey, buddy.
Do you stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss. Face it, you're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/Mike O'Mara Show and click the bell to subscribe to our page. Now, you can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the TMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer-loving mind desires. Or or just throw your computer out the window. Because if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're not using your computer for the right things anyway. Thank you.
Thanks, Toddy.
I miss him.
Hold on, I have to prepare myself for this scene. Reading ahead a little bit. This portion of the Mike O'Meara Show.
You like this new wrinkle?
Yeah, I do. You know me. I'm an actor at heart.
Okay.
This portion of the program brought to you by our bonus packages. Here we go. A man becomes preeminent. He's expected to have enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. What am I? What draws my admiration?
Frauds.
What is that which gives me joy? The TMOS bonus show. A man stands alone at the computer. This is the time for what? For individual achievement. There he stands alone. But in the studio, what? Part of a team. Teamwork. Talks, jokes, yells, hustles. Part of one big team. Talks himself to live long day. Oscar, Rob, and so on. If his team don't field, what is he? You follow me? No one. Sunny day, the internet is full of fans. What does he have to say? I get nowhere unless the team wins. Now, the scene now is supposed to be me hitting someone in the head with a baseball bat.
We've changed it.
This goes for you, too. So be part of the TMOS bonus show team. Just click the banner on our website and get access to all of our bonus content. That's it. There you go. It's your passport to the
Passport.
Asport.
Yeah.
The bonus show, MichaelMaraShow.com, because there's no I in team. The bonus show, it's untouchable.
Baby.
That's a little pun at the end there. Open up the audio vault. Wow. Deep theater, Rob Spiewak.
I like it. So you do so many great impressions of people, but I also know you do, I would call impressions of inanimate objects. One of the ones that comes to mind is the cricket under the paper, over the paper is one of my favorites that you do.
Right.
I know this is actually not inanimate because a cricket is alive, but a cricket is not a celebrity. So,
That wasn't as good as I normally do it.
But this is one that I think you'll enjoy. This is a Brazilian man
who does an
impression of a motorcycle horn. This is very specific, but it's a Brazilian man using his mouth to do a motorcycle horn.
Buzina, lá do Sergipe.
Por quê?
Let me try. All right, I'm going to try this one now. Maybe with the echo it's going to work.
Yeah.
I will do the French police siren.
Oh, great.
Thank you very much.
And also, one of my favorites from any old movie set on a train is ning 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 ning.
Yes, that might not have been as good as the.
I like the inanimate ones. But this
Since we're doing it, I will do one of my all-time classics.
All right,
this is one that amuses the children. This is the dripping faucet.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Thank you.
I have tried for years to do that. It's just not in my skill set. I applaud you.
By the way, over the weekend on the golf course, there was a woman in the middle of the golf course walking like a Pomeranian dog, risking her life and the life of the dog. And I gave her the, I was the only one to get her attention with the. That's the way I did it.
I've seen you hail a cab across four lanes of traffic in Los Angeles with that whistle.
It's impressed. My playing partners were impressed with that. Hey, that's pretty good. I said, thank you.
So, Mike, the Houston Astros are playing the tie. Are you sad that you're not going to preseason games anymore?
I might go, but it's just not a thing
for me. You
don't
subscribe to the tickets
anymore.
It's
just not. Well, I don't have a season ticket anymore.
Right.
And it used to be one of the reasons I moved down here was because the Red Sox trained down here.
Yep.
But with the Red Sox, what they've been up to lately between scandals with cheating and then losing their arguably best player to another team, I've lost a little of my mojo for my hometown team.
Well, yesterday the Tigers hosted the Astros, and I think the fans are loving the Astros.
The second baseman, number 27, Jose Altuve.
Wow.
So there's that.
Wow. Cheater.
Cheater.
It's true. There you go.
Now, did you ever in the old days, use the salt substitute Mrs. Dash?
Presenting 14 savory flavors to shake your craving
yeah.
for salt.
Yeah.
Mrs. Dash, 14 herbs and spices so vegetables snap, chicken sizzles. No bitter taste of salt substitutes. Mrs. Dash, instead of salt.
Well, they've changed it, Mike. I think you're
It tasted like ass. Do you remember? Did you ever use it?
I don't recall using it. I remember the product.
No,
though.
You would never use it.
No.
You would never use a substitute for anything.
No, why cheat oneself? But, Mike, they're changing it. It's coming back, and they're just calling it Dash. Huh?
All right.
It's going to be good, right?
Yeah, sure.
Put it on Dash. Food? Dash.
No, I didn't like it. I never liked it. It was really done with not even a salt flavor. It was spices and things like that.
So it's, for the people that couldn't have the salt. You know what I say? Right. Just do without. Or roll the dice.
Mm-hmm.
Who goes by Dash?
It's good. Then we're actually stopping the show now. The show's actually coming to a complete stop now, which is great. Let's just move it along.
Mike,
let's
Albany, yes. New York, there's a cross-country team, and they wanted Chick-fil-A. They wanted it bad. They wanted it real bad. But the closest Chick-fil-A was 90 miles away. However, one of them realized on the team, there is a Chick-fil-A in the local airport, but it's inside the security gate. So do you know what they did? They chipped in and bought the cheapest one-way ticket they could so someone could go through security and go to Chick-fil-A.
It was more like a challenge, and if we could have done that, which we did successfully, we thought, there is a Chick-fil-A in the airport right near us. How much would it cost? We could all split it, and just one person gets all the food. It was about $5 or $6 a person. We equated to a Grubhub delivery charge.
So they all chipped in $5 to get a plane ticket. He went in, they bought 15 sandwiches, 15 large fries, 156 nuggets, one bag of cookies, and a lemonade. They spent $227 at the Chick-fil-A.
I notice it down here where it starts maybe at 11:30.
Yep.
All the way through 2:30. I've never seen, I don't know what the stats are as far as fast food restaurants, but I've never seen anything even remotely like what the lines at Chick-fil-A are like.
Horrible.
I don't get it. It's a chicken sandwich, right?
And it's not that great.
It's a chicken sandwich, but down here, people are out of their minds for it. People are literally out of their mind. Now, look, I love them. When I get one, I think it's a go-to.
It's fine.
But it's amazing to me how people go for a fried chicken sandwich. And I don't know whether Chick-fil-A, you hear about the controversy with their politics and all that.
Yeah.
But it's stunning how popular it is down here. And if it's like that in the rest of the country, I'm not surprised.
What have you said for 30 years, Mike? Old people love what? They love chicken.
Chicken. Fried chicken.
They love fried chicken.
We used to give old people fried chicken on the show.
So true. So true.
Absolutely.
And Mike, in Florida, you're just talking about Chick-fil-A. It's not just chicken they have trouble with. There's trouble with Florida peacocks.
A group of peacocks in Florida is being relocated after residents complained that birds were being too aggressive and defecating on roads. Incidentally, the peacocks had the same complaint about Florida residents.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
All right, hold on a second. Let me do that. There it is.
Close it up. That way the sounds won't get out.
You know what? I'm going to get my computer overhauled. We got to get out of here. Thank you very much for everybody. Thanks for the mailbag. Really good mailbag.
Good one today. Yeah.
Make sure you send all your letters to Rob with 2 B's and send it every week. We don't remind you enough anymore. Also, we'll take your cities for anywhere in the United States or the world for the opening of the show. And when you send them in, sometimes we'll use yours and we'll open a show for a week with that.
Yeah.
That's it. We got to get out of here. For Maddie Masiello, also Ponyboy Matt Bloom, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Michael Maris saying so long, everybody.
Robot baby. Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMarisShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw.
Oh, it looks good on you, though.
What the hell is this?
That's a Sicilian message. That means Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
Ha, ha, ha! Ernie, ha, ha!